Due to the new barn completed in 1913, the number of livestock in Ullanorme Manor increased significantly. Due to significantly expanded livestock farming, more animal feed was needed than before. The new hay barn, completed in 1914, was based on large-scale production needs and had to accommodate the dry fodder for hundreds of dairy cows and calves, i.e. hay and roughage. Hay was the main feed for the Ullanorme dairy herd in winter. The green fodder was then used little in winter. The cow's diet was enriched with flour and vegetables. The wooden part between the stone and red brick pillars ensured the necessary air exchange, and the hay was transported in and out through the wide gates in the central part of the building. A thorough reconstruction of the hay barn was carried out in 2015. A new concrete floor was built, some of the rooms were insulated, and the exposition Rye Barn introduced rye and flax growing and processing. The former hay barn is so large that the museum's most valuable old threshing machine, steam engines, and some tractors have also found a place here.